to Afterglow. This is David Brent Johnson, and we'll be featuring the recordings of singer Renee Marie on the program, along with music from Cassandra Wilson, Joe Pass, Count Basie and Joe Williams, and much more, all as part of our mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song coming up on Afterglow.
When you alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you alone, the magic moonlight dies at the break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours, the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life don't mean anything when your lover has gone.
But there are sad love.
Louis Armstrong in the summer of 1957 doing When Your Lover Has Gone from I've Got the World on a String, a 2-CD collection of some of his vocal recordings for Verve, featuring him in a large orchestral setting, Russell Garcia, the arranger and the conductor of the orchestra there, recordings that Louis made right around the same time that was recording Porgy and Bess with Ella Fitzgerald for Norman Granz as well. David Brent Johnson here with you for another Afterglow. Really good, as always, to be here. Brought along fair amount of music that I hope will create listening pleasure for you. We'll be featuring the music of modern jazz vocalist Rene Marie later on in the hour, as well as something a little bit unusual, a set of jazz interpretations of country singer Hank Williams' songs. That may sound a little weird, but I actually think they all turn out pretty well, and we'll be hearing them from people like Cassandra Wilson, Joe Pass, and Madeline Peru, also a sort of surprise artist. I won't mention him until later on. We're going to start off with a song that was a hit for Lil Green back in the 1940s. She wrote it. Here's Dinah Washington's early 1960s version of it, Romance in the Dark on Afterglow.
It's just you and I. There's not a sound and there's not one sigh. Just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me, please be still in the dark. But soon this dance will be ending, and you're gonna be missed. Gee, but I'm not pretending, 'cause I swear it's fun to be kissed. Behind. Just let them dance, 'cause we're gonna find romance in the dark.
In the still of the night, as I gaze out of my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world lies in slumber, oh, the times without number, baby, when I say to you, do you love me just like I love you? Come true. Oh, will this dream of mine, will it fade way out of sight, just like the moon getting dim way out on the rim of the hill in the chill, chill, chill still. come true. Just like that moon, that big moon growing dim, way out on that rim of the hill, in the chill, chill, chill still of the night.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Yusuf Lateef from his 1965 album Psychic Emotus, performing I'll Always Be in Love with You, accompanied there by George Arvanites on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and James Black on drums. For that, Frank Sinatra, live in 1962 from the album Frank Sinatra and Sextet Live in Paris. We heard him doing In the Still of the Night, accompanied by Bill Miller on piano, Al Viola on guitar, Ralph Pina on bass, Irv Kotler on drums, Emil Richards on vibraphone, and Harry Klee on alto sax. And we started off that opening set with Dinah Washington, Romance in the Dark, recorded in 1962 from the Complete Roulette Dinah Washington Sessions on the Mosaic label. Coming up, a set of jazz interpretations of Hank Williams songs when we return on Afterglow. Country music singer Hank Williams left behind quite a catalog of songs when he died at the very young age of 29 in 1952, and over the years, from time to time, jazz singers have had a go at them, and in this next set we'll hear interpretations from Cassandra Wilson from her 1995 album New Moon Daughter. We'll hear Joe Pass, an abandoned session from the early 1960s that just came out a few years ago on a Mosaic collection, and from singer Madeline Peyrou. We're going to start off with the guest or the surprise artist to whom I alluded earlier, somebody you definitely would not associate necessarily with Hank Williams. It'd be James Brown. In 1969, James Brown recorded a big band album for the Verve label with Louis Belson's orchestra. It was conducted by Oliver Nelson, who I believe did the arrangements as well. And it was James Brown's jazz big band record. He was a big fan of jazz and big band standards and other such music, and this record was sort of an anomaly for a lot of folks. It was rediscovered by many people, including me, when it was reissued on CD a couple of years ago. And one of the songs he did was a rousing rendition of Hank Williams' Your Cheatin' Heart, the late James Brown on Afterglow.
Your cheatin' heart will make you weep. You're crying, crying, and try to sleep, but sleep won't come. Look in the whole night through. Your
soon. But it sounds too blue to fly. Midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Well, I never saw nights alone where time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide his face and cry. So lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up the purple sky.
Daddy, please come home.
Madeline Peru doing Hank Williams' Weary Blues from her 2004 Rounder CD, Careless Love, accompanied by Dean Parks on guitar, Larry Goldings on keyboards, David Pilch on bass, Jay Bellerose on drums, and Lee Thornburg playing the trumpet part. Before that, we heard guitarist Joe Pass from an abandoned 1964 session that was supposed to be a Hank Williams concept album. That was kind of in the air in 64 because there was a biopic movie in the works of Hank Williams. But evidently, Pass and Pacific Jazz not satisfied with this set. We heard Cold, Cold Heart. Passing guitar, John Pisano on rhythm guitar, Jim Huggard on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums came out a few years ago on Joe Pass, the Complete Pacific Jazz Quartet Sessions. And ironically enough, the very last album that Joe Pass did was also an album of Hank Williams material recorded with Roy Clark in the early 1990s. For that, singer Cassandra Wilson from her 1995 Blue Note CD New Moon Daughter doing the Williams tune I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Wilson on vocals, Brandon Ross on acoustic guitar, Kevin Bright on Irish bouzouki, Charlie Brennan on violin, Lonnie Plaxico on bass, and Dougie Bowne on drums. And we started off that Hank Williams set with James Brown, of all people, in 1969, doing Your Cheatin' Heart from his Verve album Soul on Top, his big band jazz excursion, Louis Belson's big band, Oliver Nelson conducting and doing the arrangements. We'll have music from jazz singer Renee Marie. It's on the way. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and we're going to be featuring the music of modern-day jazz vocalist Renee Marie in this next set. Renee Marie came very late to her jazz career. She was born in 1955, and she was a bit of a musical prodigy when she was growing up. She was involved with music quite a lot in her church choir, winning talent contests, and also performing professionally in local clubs in the Roanoke, Virginia area. But then she got married and had two children, and she pretty much put her jazz career on hold, although she says that even as she was raising her children, late at night she would listen to the jazz greats that she really admired, people like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and kind of taught herself to sing by just listening to these records over and over again and imitating them. And then in the early or mid-1990s, around the time she turned 40, she decided to get back into jazz. Her children were now grown and in college, and so she started playing in clubs in the Roanoke area and started getting some attention. And by 1999, she'd landed a gig at Washington, D.C.'s famous Blues Alley. It was also the same year that she got signed to the Max Jazz label, and she has made four CDs for that label. We'll be hearing music from all of them on Afterglow. We're going to start off with a set of music drawn from her first two CDs. When I put together this set, I realized they're all songs that I've heard done by Billie Holiday, a singer that is often invoked these days when people talk about Madeline Peru, whom we just heard in the previous set. Peru having, I think, a superficial vocal resemblance to Holiday, but different in a lot of other ways. But what's interesting for me about this set with Renee Marie is that her interpretations of all these songs don't remind me at all of Billie Holiday. I think Renee Marie has got it, whatever it is, that individual spark. I think you really hear it come through in her performances. We'll start off with her doing Them Their Eyes from her CD Vertigo on Afterglow.
I've been in love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You had a certain little good way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue, but no fooling, I'm falling in a big wave. Sweet little you, my heart's thumping. You started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch him if you're wise, cause honey, they sparkle and they bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in their eyes. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You had a certain little cute way of looking with them, their eyes. They make me happy, they make me blue. No fooling, no falling in the big whips. Little humor is something, yes, that is something with them, their eyes. You better, you better, you better watch them if you're wise. Cause honey, they sparkle and bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's dirty looking in them, their eyes. For a little bit, little bit. A certain little good way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me feel blue. No fooling, I'm falling. Ain't a big wave, a sweet little you, my heart's thumping. You started something with them and their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. Honey, they sparkle full and bubble. Gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them. As a dime, I love you, sweetie, baby, and I love you all the time. Them, ooh, 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 there. I wanna hold you, baby, and I wanna hold you tight. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Them, there. Those eyes, those eyes, those eyes, those eyes, those. Ooh, I love those eyes. I love those eyes.
those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. Daydream. I'm happy, happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem to me.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own.
That's got his own.
Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have. God
the child that's got his own.
That's got his own, 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 own.
Money, you've got a lot of friends crowding round your door. And when you leave and spending ends, they don't crowd no more. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but please don't take too much. Your mama may have, your papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own. That's
got his own.
Not sure I've ever heard such an up-tempo version of God Bless the Child, a song that was co-written by Billie Holiday and made famous by her. That version done by Renee Marie from her 2000 CD, How Can I Keep From Singing, which I think is a great title, really kind of sums up Renee Marie's attitude. She's accompanied there by Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ugana Okegwo on bass, and Gerald Cleaver on drums. Same lineup backing her up from that same album, doing The Very Thought of You. And we started off with something from her 2001 CD, Vertigo. We heard her doing Them Their Eyes, accompanied there by Robert Hurst on bass and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Renee Marie. We have music from Benny Carter now, from a 2-CD set that came out a few years ago that collected some things he did in the early 1950s for Norman Granz and Verve, some small group sessions, and some sessions with strings. Here he is doing Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz's Alone Together, Benny Carter on Afterglow. Alto saxophonist Benny Carter doing Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's Alone Together, the same songwriters who wrote Dancing in the Dark, the theme of our show. That comes from the CD New Jazz Sounds, Benny Carter, The Urbane Sessions. This is David Brent Johnson, and this is Afterglow, engineered by Dennis Tafe and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University, Bloomington. This is David Brent Johnson, and coming up in the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have music from Count Basie and Joe Williams, violinist Stuff Smith, a recent Jackie Kane recording, and more of Renee Marie. All of that ahead on Afterglow. Thank you. Pianist Bill Evans, from what many consider to be his classic piano trio, doing I Wish I Knew with Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums from the album Explorations. You can hear a previous Bill Evans program as well as many other past broadcasts on afterglow.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson, and we'll be playing more Renee Marie in this second hour of Afterglow. We'll also have music coming up from violinist Stuff Smith, saxophonist Bill Kirchner, a tune that he co-wrote featuring veteran vocalist Jackie Kane putting in an appearance. And we'll hear from Lester Young and the Modern Jazz Quartet as well. All of that ahead here in the second hour of Afterglow. We're going to start off with a singer who collaborated quite a lot with Count Basie in the mid-1950s, had several hits with him, and became so entwined that a lot of people associate the two, even though they didn't actually spend that many years performing and recording together. Here's Count Basie and Joe Williams in 1956 doing There Will Never Be Another You on Afterglow.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but theirs won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? And they come true if there will never, ever be another you.
Thank you. look into my eyes, it seems that I know you, know what's in your heart. I have had this
singer Jackie Kane doing a song co-written by Bill Kirchner and Jay Leonhardt called Try to Understand from Kirchner's 2004 CD, Everything I Love. Kirchner accompanying her there on soprano sax and Eddie Monteiro playing the MIDI synthesizer on that track as well. Before that, we heard violinist Stuff Smith from 1957 doing Soft Winds, an old Fletcher Henderson tune, sounding a little bit like Jeepers Creepers there at times. Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Alvin Stoller on drums, recorded in 1957 from the Complete Verve Stuff Smith Sessions on the Mosaic label. And we started off with something from another Mosaic set that they put out a couple years ago from the Complete Clef Verve Count Basie 50s studio recordings. We heard Basie and Joe Williams doing Gordon and Warren's There Will Never Be Another You, recorded in 1956. We'll have more music from singer Renee Marie when we come back on Afterglow. Singer Renee Marie has put out 4 CDs altogether on the Max Jazz label. Hasn't had one out for a couple of years. I'm not sure if she's even signed to a label right now. I know she's still performing. Read a very good recent review of her and Kevin Mahogany performing somewhere out on the East Coast, the two of them. And I have hopes that she will have another album out soon. It's been about 3 years since Serene Renegade came out, which was mostly originals that she wrote. She does write songs as well, and her first 2 or 3 CDs had had her own songs peppered throughout them, but Serene Renegade was where she really went all out, and almost everything on the album was written by her. We'll hear a song from that album. We'll also hear something from her live album that came out in 2003, recorded at the Jazz Standard in New York City. Here's Renee Marie doing Deed I Do on Afterglow.
I'm glad that I
need you. Oh my, I do. Honey, honey, dear, I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you, found you. That's why I'm always hanging high and proud you.
And I'll people pass by, but they all disappear. Sitting in a cafe amidst the smoke and perfume, my coffee cup's my ashtray, and I'm way past my blues. Last lonely woman's wishes are still on my glass, and I'm just another in a long line moving fast. I wish you would touch me, wish you'd leave me the hell alone. And oh, how I wish this crutch didn't leave such an imprint in my bones. All these half-assed wishes stretched across the stars lead to angry men in cocktail bars. And if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. If wishes were lovers, I'd have a thousand at my side. If wishes were happiness, wishes were sometimes I wish
but I was still young. Yes, I do.
Wish I could turn this spotlight all into the morning sun. Yes, I wish I may, and I wish I might have all these wishes I wish tonight. 'Cause if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. If wishes were lovers, I'd have 10,000 at my side. If wishes were happiness, I'd be laughing out loud. And if wishes were answers, if wishes were answers, if wishes were answers, I'd know the truth by now. I'd know. You know I'd know the truth. I'd know the truth.
Renee Marie with Wishes, a song that she wrote from her 2004 Max Jazz CD, Serene Renegade, accompanied there by Takano Miyamoto on piano, Herman Burney on bass, and Quentin Baxter on drums. For that, Marie from her 2001 CD, Vertigo, doing I Only Have Eyes for You, accompanied there by Robert Hurst on bass, John Hart on guitar, and Jeffrey Haynes on percussion. And we start off with Renee Marie doing Deed I Do, a live recording from her 2003 CD Live at Jazz Standard, backed up there by John Toomey on piano, Elias Bailey on bass, and T. Howard Curtis III on drums. Music from Lester Young, as well as a favorite singer of his, not Billie Holiday, when we return for one last set on Afterglow. Tenor saxophonist Lester Young has a reputation, at least his late 1950s recordings, for having gone into decline at the end of his life and having produced some uneven performances that may not reflect the greatness that he had possessed in the 1930s and 1940s. And it's true that Lester Young did have a lot of health issues. that plagued him, and he ended up dying at the relatively young age of 49 in 1959. But he did make some very good recordings in the last few years of his life, some for the Verve label, and a number of recordings done during a week that he spent in December 1956 playing at the Patio Lounge in Washington, D.C. He was under contract to Norman Granz at the time, so these recordings were sort of done on the sly, but Granz did ultimately approve their being put out. They came out on the Pablo label on CD. And they feature Young with a rhythm section led by Bill Potts on piano. Very nice recordings. We'll hear one of them here in just a few moments. Lester Young, in an interview that he gave to the jazz writer Chris Albertson in the late 1950s, when Albertson asked him what singers he liked, Lester Young named Kay Starr, which really kind of surprised Chris Albertson at the time. I think in the jazz world at that time, she was primarily thought of as the perpetrator of the smash hit Tennessee Waltz. But Kay Starr had done a lot of jazz singing in the late 1940s and would do so again. And Lester Young said that he liked her because he thought he heard a bit of Bessie Smith in what she was doing. Well, here's something from Kay Starr, the song Sunday. After this, Lester Young live in Washington, D.C. in 1956 doing DB Blues on Afterglow. Thank you.
thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, she is long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that day when I'm with you.
K-Star doing Sunday from her 1960 LP Jazz Singer. And before that, we heard tenor saxophonist Lester Young doing his tune DB Blues from Lester Young in Washington, D.C., 1956 Volume 1, accompanied by Bill Potts on piano, Norman Williams on bass, and Jim Lucht on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow, produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Dennis Tafe, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for Afterglow.